Time now to catch up on the mail. Some of you were unhappy with the state of our coverage of the State of the Union address.
Lou Reyes was displeased that we checked the facts in the president's speech. He writes, "Somehow I always felt that fact-checking meant something other than finding anyone who disagrees with a Bush statement and letting them vent a contradiction." Next year, he writes, "You may consider sending the Democrats a suggestion that they no longer need to provide an opposition response to the State of the Union speech, as Morning Edition seems more than willing to handle that."
But Michael Bugg believes that report was, quote, just short of perfect. You reported points that President Bush made, then you pointed out whether they were so or not.
Also on our coverage of that speech, Susan Somach of Atlanta writes, "I'm disappointed. The three groups you covered watching the State of the Union should have represented a cross-section of Americans. But the majority of your cross-section were male and young to middle-aged. What about women, seniors, minorities? You could have done better."
On another story, Barbara Scott of Taos, New Mexico writes, "Robert Krowich's report about an unborn baby's cells possibly coming to its mother's defense was one of the most remarkable science stories I've heard in a decade. The implications are vast, extending to the metaphysical. Could that be the reason women consistently outlive men?"
Randy Grine of Bellevue, Washington, was intrigued by another story about why kids of all ages seem to hate to wear coats. He says one thing we overlooked was time spent in the cold. He writes, "My children dress very differently for school than for a winter camping trip when they eagerly grab an extra sweater and a coat."
Will Hoffman of Pacific Palisades, California adds, "Your story reminded me of the classic definition of a sweater. It's something you wear when your mom feels cold."
And we have a correction now. Yesterday we reported on a Senate bill that would create an asbestos trust fund. It would compensate people who've been exposed to asbestos and say it made them sick. We misstated the AFL-CIO's position on that bill. The Labor Union Federation does not support it in its current form, although it says it does support the concept of a trust fund that provides fair compensation to victims.
And several of you caught me when I misidentified the first actress to play Catwoman, one of Batman's arch-enemies in the old TV show. Rudo Messo of Port Charlotte, Florida says, "Holy catfight, Renee! Eartha Kitt, the original Catwoman? If Julie Newmar had heard that, she might have scratched your eyes out."
"Is that any way to greet an old friend, Batman? Not even a hello, how are you?"
Don't you become a stranger? Send us a hello by going to npr.org and placing your paw on Contact Us.